Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. What's going on? Your man Cassin Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I want to thank everybody that's been rocking with me from day one. You know, I always show my appreciation to everybody that has been rocking with me since day one. Thank you, everybody that's buying the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. This book is changing some men's life. This ain't bashing women or nothing, but this is a book that's empowering and telling men what we need to do to empower ourselves from trauma. And it's a good book, man. You know, I've read it myself, of course, because I wrote it. And it took me about 3 years to write this book. Not that, you know, the book is so long, but it took me a while to write this book because I wanted to say the right thing to Black men and really communicate that, you know, not that we need to forget our trauma, not that we need to forget everybody, but we need to really focus on our healing and using that strength to be better, man. So check it out. It's on Amazon. You could check the link out under this podcast. The link is there for the new book. Okay. All right, people, what are we talking about today? We're talking about Rodney Hilton. Now, if you don't know who Rodney, and I didn't do, I know you're probably saying, why did you do a Cass's crazy, am I crazy podcast regarding Mr. Hilton? I wanted to talk about the broader picture of the Rodney Hilton situation and not really point him out because I want to know. If you don't know who he is, Rodney Hilton is the man that his son was killed and by a cop. And he went out the next day, I believe it's the next day, and killed a deputy, another cop in retaliation. Now, I don't want to belittle anything in this situation, okay? My condolences goes to the cop and his family. He certainly did not deserve it. My condolences goes out to Rodney Hilton and his loss of his son. So with that said, this placed a bigger picture of Black men. I believe at the end of the day, we tend to have all this trauma and this hurt and this pain, and we don't know how to express it nor deal with it. Now, I want to make it clear. In no way do I support the killing of that officer, especially if it wasn't the officer that killed his son. But I do understand the frustration and pain. Aaron Spears, I'm not a big fan of his. Me and him had a little run-in. He probably don't even remember the run-in we had where, you know, he was really down and out when he had that skit come out. And he was in Orlando. And I said, hey, be on my podcast so you could talk about it. He, instead of him, you know, showing love, he was trying to hit me up for some money. Now, I get it. You know, at the time, you know, he's Aaron Spears. He has a following. So, you know, he could demand the money. But the way he did it was kind of like, dude, you're like in a real bind right now and nobody's really trying to support you. And I reached out, but you know, whatever. But he said that, you know, as Black people, we're tired of marching. We're tired of praying. And that action, you know, consequences of this. And it makes me sad because I really feel that as Black men, we are missing the picture, missing the point. Now, Mr. Hilton, I totally understand his frustration, his hurt, his pain. But see, the book I wrote was Men Are Meant to Be Broken. And in the book, I talk about how we have to take responsibility for our actions. We have to take responsibility for things. Now, his son was in a stolen car, ran out the car with a gun and got shot. Now, please quote me. I don't think any person should get shot at all. And it's tragic that the cop could not maybe do something else or whatnot. But in essence, when you're on the field and you see somebody with a gun out of a stolen car, you know, you're going to protect yourself. Rather shoot and protect yourself so you go back to your family than to not shoot and then you got shot. I get how the cops look at it. And in that situation, he was in a stolen car and he did have a gun. It was on video. He dropped the gun. You know what I'm saying? He went to pick up whatever and the cop shot him. Now, as a father, I completely understand his hurt and pain. So I'm not belittling that in any way. But responsibility has to happen when you understand your son was in a situation he should have been in. He was in a stolen car, running from the stolen car with a gun. Now, I believe he was underage as well. I think he was 17, 16, 17. In a stolen car with a gun running. Now, I'm not saying that Mr. Hilton didn't raise his son right. I'm not saying that, you know, he was an absent father. I don't know. But something clearly happened where that child was making wrong choices in his life. Now, I don't know if it's because of parenting. I don't know if it's because of a broken home. I don't know. But I know that something happened where that child was in a situation where he wasn't doing what he had to do. Now, it could be grow up. It could be just the young man making dumb decisions. He could have everything he wanted, raised completely right, but was making dumb decisions. It happens. But as a father, you have to realize that our children make choices and have to live with the consequences. Now, that consequences is a bad consequence of death. You know, you can't learn from it because he's gone. But there are consequences to your choice. And the reason why I brought this up, because my son recently went through a breakup, right, with his girlfriend. And, you know, I'm not going to go deep into the situation and stuff like that, but it was ultimately his fault. He thought some situation wasn't. He kind of said some things he shouldn't. And the girl wound up breaking up with him. And it was a pattern of things of him not understanding. You know, he's young. My son's 16, 17. So, you know, he's still learning relationships, stuff like that. So, you know, as a man, you learn these things. So he messed up. Ultimately, he messed up the relationship. And when I was talking to him, I told him, I was like, you know, at the end of the day, you messed up. And as a man, you got to take that L. As a man, you have to realize that things you do in life, if you mess up, you have to take it, learn from it to make yourself a better man. Unfortunately, a lot of our young black men and black men in general are not understanding that you have to take responsibility and have accountability. We want to talk about black women that have an accountability. That's a big subject, you know, with black men and other things. Black women don't take accountability, but black women don't take accountability. But as black men, we need to take accountability as well. We need to be able to assess situations that happen to us and say, hey, now, I could have called the mother of my son, try to fix it for him. I could have done a lot of things as a father, because, of course, when I see my son hurt, I'm hurt. But I understand that there's lessons that need to learn in life. And I pray to God that he learns lessons without consequences, meaning that the consequences of learning those lessons aren't something that's going to mess up his whole life. Now, unfortunately, Mr. Hilton's son's consequences, you know, took his life. But I'm just speaking from my knowledge of life, okay? Now, this could have been an isolated event. Let's say the son, his friends was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Let's hang out. Oh, I got a car. Oh, let's hop in the car. Hopped in the car. The cops pull him over. The dude, one of the friends gives him a gun. He's like, what is this? And he just don't think, runs out of it, gets shot. That is a scenario that could have happened. But as a black man, you know more than likely that's not the situation. If it is, great. You know, like, damn, that's messed up. But more likely his son was involved in hanging out with people he shouldn't been hanging out with or doing things that he shouldn't have been doing to put himself in that situation. So there's been a lot of patterns of his son probably doing things he shouldn't have been doing. Now, I don't know if his son has a criminal history. I don't know if he's delinquent in school. I don't know any of these things, but it is more than likely that his son has been presenting behavior like this for a while now, doing things or hanging out with people he shouldn't have been doing or people he should have been hanging out with. And obviously these lessons weren't learned to him, whether there was an oversight and parental guidance guidance, whether there was just a, I didn't know what was going on, whether this was, I don't know. But more than likely, this was this kid's life. Now, I completely understand Mr. Hiltz's pain. Now, I didn't lose my son, so I'm not trying to compare the two. But when you see your child in pain or you lose your child, that causes your pain as well. And I get it. I get it. But in no way do we have the right to take our anger out and kill somebody else. Now, they say that Mr. had no criminal history and stuff, but, you know, let's be honest. People could not have a criminal history and still be the worst people in the world. They just didn't get caught by the legal system. And if his hurt and pain was so strong that he randomly killed the first cop, he had it in him to kill a curse, maybe there's something more going on there. Now, I am not trying to dismiss or misunderstand his pain. I mean, I can't imagine the amount of pain I would feel losing my son. And I would be mad at the world. You know what I mean? But ultimately, I would never be to a point where I would kill somebody randomly. Now, not saying this is better, but if he killed the guy that killed his son, I could understand that. Not saying it's okay, not saying that it's acceptable, but I could understand, you know? But even then, as a man, you have to assess the situation. Why was my son in that situation? Was this a justifiable kill, or did they just kill my son in cold blood? And if I come there, they kill my son in cold blood, then you know what? Revenge is what it is. But revenge isn't killing somebody randomly on the street to avenge your son's death. Revenge is going directly to that person that did it and getting him. Because at first when I saw the news, I thought it was the cop that killed his son. And I was like, wow, okay, you know. I don't think it's right still, but I'm like, damn, you know, all right, eye for an eye, right? But when I found out it was somebody randomly, that bothered me. Then what bothered me was our community, the black community, standing with this guy, justifying what he did. See, the problem with black people today, what we have this issue in our culture that we don't understand accountability, period. On both sides. Now, I do believe black women don't have accountability whatsoever, but as a culture, we don't have accountability for our culture. Okay? We don't take accountability for what we do in our culture, and we justify everything. We want to sit here and argue about the white man and cops and everybody killing us, but we don't look at the thousands of young black men and women and children that die at the hands of other black people. We don't look at the millions of babies that are aborted at Planned Parenthood or wherever. Millions. Now, this is not a pro-choice, pro-life argument. So whether you decide whether a child is a child at conception or birth, is that's your decision. But at the end of the day, we are terminating, okay? Because you may think it's not killing, but we are terminating millions of potential lives in our community for selfish reasons. Statistically, abortions are not done because of incest and rape. Most of them. Now, like I said, I'm not here to argue the abortion argument. So don't sit here and try. Oh, no. But most abortions are not done because I got raped. Incest, all this stuff. It's done because of lack of money, lack of being readiness, things like that. And it's really ultimately irresponsibility. You know, oh, you know, most of it isn't because the condom broke or none of that stuff. It's just being irresponsible. And let's be honest, it's just being irresponsible. Whether you did it by accident, you trying to pull out game, or, you know, you showing your cycle, whatever it is. Most abortions are done because of irresponsibility. So on that, as a community, we lose out potential of millions of lives that could be born to do great things. Millions a year. Millions. Maybe not a year, but millions of lives have been aborted millions of pregnancies. I want to be correct, politically correct. Millions of pregnancies have been aborted, terminated. But we're okay with that, right? And like I said, whether it's life or not, I'm saying, but if you don't think it's life, but that pregnancy leads to the life you recognize as life, and you have to agree that having an abortion terminates that potential of that person, of that embryo to be life, if that's how you look at it. So we're okay with that. We're okay with Chicago, LA, New York, Miami, all these places that are hotbed for gangs and drug use, people, black young men killing each other. We're okay with that. We don't sit there and hold ourselves accountable to that, but we want to hold the white man, cops, all this accountable for the low percentages of lives that are lost in that. Because the biggest threat to black people is other black people. I'm more likely to be killed by a black person than I am by a white person or a cop statistically. Now, I've had run-ins with the cops that I didn't like. I've had situations where I felt, you know, was prejudiced. So don't get me wrong. I am not here one of these black people that run through life thinking I'm not black and those things don't affect me. Those things aren't present in my life. Those things are not, I'm somehow immune to being black. Not at all. But I am immune to not taking accountability. I am immune to not seeing the bullshit. Because at the end of the day, I see the bullshit. Everybody supporting Mr. Hilton is on bullshit. And as black men, we should not. I understand his pain, his hurt. I understand it. And he should get justice. But killing somebody that had nothing to do with it is not justice. Now, not only did the mother lose the father, lose the son, now if you had other kids, I don't know if he did, maybe he did, but whatever. But he had loved ones, family, friends. Now they lost you because you're going to jail. There's no justification for that. As a man, you don't handle it that way. As a man, if you want to go revenge on what you thought was injustice shooting up your son, then do what you got to do. But to take an innocent life in black community, cheer it on as it's a flex, as it's a win, is ridiculous. See, we don't hold ourselves accountable as black people. We allow all of this bullshit to continue. We allow all of this to go on. That's why people, they have something called now black fatigue, right? It's spreading on the internet where white people and people in general are tired of black people. And at first I'm like, man, these people want some bullshit. These white people, you know? But then I looked at it and I completely understand. We sit here and we cry about the racism and the unfair treatment we get. But then we don't see the privileges we have using the victim mentality. And how this victim mentality that we have gives us privilege, but also keeps us where we're at. You know, I was a big opponent of DUI, affirmative action, all that stuff. Not because I didn't feel that black people needed a chance to do things. Not at all. Because it forced people and companies that didn't want to mess with us in the first place to hire us and work with us. Putting us in a worse position than we were before. If you're in a hostile work environment where they only hired you because they had to get a DEI quote or affirmative action quote because they got you at school, then they're not going to welcome you with open arms. They're going to think that you didn't deserve to be there. You didn't earn your way to be there. And why would we want to work with anybody that don't want us to work with? See, the problem is we keep begging others to mess with us when we have the resources to fund and build ourselves. We cry all the time about what the white man's doing to us. We don't take any type of accountability what we're doing to ourselves and what we could be doing for ourselves. Let me repeat that. We don't take accountability for what we are doing to ourselves and what we could be doing for ourselves. We sit here and as a community, we cry so much in general. Now, black women have a whole different set of problems and issues they have to work with ourselves. But men, we have one as well. We've been beaten down so much by everybody that now we are actually believing the lies they tell us about ourselves. We're actually becoming the men they wanted us to become in the first place. These feminine men that have no backbone. I just saw this woman, this young girl. She's with this very feminine guy, right? He's gay, I guess, or he's not gay. But she said that masculine guys are out of touch with their emotions. So she dates a feminine guy that she's in emotions with, and they could wear the same clothes. See, because ultimately what they want black men to do is be females that just do all the manly stuff. Females with penises. Because that's all we are to them, is the penis. They want the black penis, but they want it from a girl. That's why studs are popular. But see, studs, that's why if you ever see a woman date a stud, it's always a stud that looks like a man and uses a dildo at night. Because they want a female that has a penis. But unfortunately, females are too emotional. That's why 70% of lesbian marriages end in divorce, because they're still females. So at the end of the day, when we do things like Mr. Hilton did, that's very feminine. Like, he was so mad. And I know somebody's going to say, damn, Cass, why are you getting on this man? He was defending his son. That's manly. But it's not. Because a man is in control of his females. Women aren't in control of their females. Everything they do, women are not in control of their emotions. Everything they do is based on their emotions. Men, we are conquerors of our emotions. We think logically. Him being hurt, yes. Him wanting justice for his son, yes. But to go out and kill somebody, that's like a woman, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, please don't get me wrong, but I'm trying to get people to visualize how it is. It's like a woman that is with a guy, and the guy cheats on her. And instead of her just breaking up with the guy, or being done with the situation, she goes fucks another dude. That's emotions. Like, that has nothing to do with it. If the man cheated on you, leave him. Say, I'm done with you. I can't accept that, and move on. Don't say, well, because you cheated on me, I'm gonna go out here and fuck this other dude because you cheated on me. That's revenge. That's not revenge. That's you doing something stupid that harmed yourself. Now he's in jail. Now he can't even fight for justice. If there was supposed to be, if there is justice in his son's case, now he came to fight for justice for his son because he's in jail. It makes the court system, it's harder for him to get justice for his son because he's going to be in jail. You don't think the court system is going to know, yo, his father killed a cop. So there's no more sympathy for your son anymore. If there even was some sympathy after the whole situation with the gun and stolen car, but even if there was some sympathy and understanding, there is no more. He made the situation worse. He was emotional. See, when men are emotional, they do dumb things. Those kids in Chicago and all those inner cities are emotional kids. Now, we can sit here and talk about because fathers are not there. We can go through all that. But in general, these are emotional men that do these dumb things. This man was emotional, and instead of having the sound of a man to say, you know what, either one, I'm going to get justice for my son because I understand what happened and my son didn't deserve that, or my son did deserve it because he put himself in a bad situation. So what can I do to help other young men not make that decision my son made? See, that's how men handle it. Emotional men say, I'm going to kill everybody. A real man would say, well, if it's truly unjust, an eye for an eye, I'm going to get that cop. Because the system now is not going to do anything for my son, so I'm going to get that cop. Not saying killing somebody's right, but what I'm saying, as a man, if you feel like my son didn't get any justice for what this man did to him, so I'm gonna get this man back. That's what a man does. And then he deals with the consequences. Well, I know I'm gonna go to jail. That's fine. But I avenge my son. Not saying it's right, but that's what men do. After, you know what I'm saying? Justification. But this man didn't do that. He saw the first cop and ran him over. Now that cop, because I don't care whether you're white, black, Asian, purple, I don't care. If you got a family, people that love you, and you died unjustly, that is so unfair. Now this man's wife and kids don't have a father in the household anymore for something that he had nothing to do with. And then you have black people justifying it. Hold your head up, black man. Eye for an eye. Ridiculous. But that goes back to what I was saying earlier. As a community, we don't hold each other accountable anymore. It's like the Carmelo Anthony case. Everybody's trying to justify this kid killing this white boy, when at the end of the day, regardless of whether they was bullying him, they argued with him, they told him to get out the tent, it doesn't matter. In no way should it have been escalated where he pulls out a knife and stabs somebody in the heart. Like back in the day, you just take an ass whipping. You fight, you take an ass whipping. There is no self-defense when you whip out guns. Like sometimes in life you take ass whipping. When I was growing up, I took ass whipping from bullies. And sometimes I did the ass whipping growing. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of that's just life. But nothing justifies killing the boy over bullying. Nothing. When we sit there and we see these kids that go to school and they shoot up the school because they've been bullied, we don't say, oh, the boy was bullied, so everybody there deserved to get killed. Or, oh, he killed the buddy. Good for him. No, we say no. This is the same thing with Mr. Trust me, the magnitude of the pain and the suffering he's going to through is unimaginable. Unimaginable. Trust me, unimaginable. But it doesn't justify it. As a black community, as black men, we need to hold people accountable for their actions. His actions were wrong. And if he looked at his son and was his son, find out the information first before you do that. Because if your son was wrong, then help other young men not make decisions your son make. Do something to honor your son or to honor his name and say from his stupidity or from his not thinking, whatever, we're going to save lives. Do something to honor. That's what men do. They don't go emotional and kill the first random person out there and then think they're justified. And the black community should not be co-signing anything. See, that's what black fatigue is. Motherfuckers are tired of us. They're tired of black people and the stupidity we exhibit. We want respect. We want all of this, but baddies and all these housewives ratchetness is what we promote. We promote music that glorifies drugs. We promote music that glorifies rape. We promote all of this stuff, but then we expect people to respect us. We on social media like monkeys because we did stuff. Oh my God, we graduated. Oh my God. And we're acting ridiculous every time, like we're monkeys. To me, when I see that stuff, oh, he graduated. You know, I mean, to me, we're not in a generation where people can't graduate no more. When I graduated, I had generations before me that didn't graduate from high school. Because that's just how it was. So it was an achievement for us to graduate. Because it was like we're the generation graduating now. But we're in 2025. Your parents ain't graduating because they just stupid. Because your mama wanted to get this dumb shit. Because everybody can graduate high school now. Everybody's able to be a doctor, a lawyer. So every time, you know what I'm saying, you're just the first one to go into school. Like back in 1920, they wouldn't let you, but this is 2025. Anybody could go to med school, doctor school, become a doctor, a lawyer. There's no field that is systematically trying to stop us from doing it now. And they just, they broke down the walls to, you know, to me, it's like if a chimpanzee learns how to say a word. Oh my God. Yay. He learned a word. That's how we act towards each other. Oh my God. They graduated from high school. You know what I'm saying? We got broke kids in Philly and all these other places that don't have no money, broke as hell, but their mamas is taking out loans so they can flex on prom night with 20 grand or elaborate costumes and all this other stuff, but still in poverty. I have black fatigue because at the end of the day, I look at my fellow black people, I say, why? Why are we doing these things that make no sense? Why are we raising gangsters and saying that's great? Why is OnlyFans and content creation where you're shaking your ass the only way you could make money? And we promote it. We encourage women to have many men and sleep with whoever they want and have multiple partners. We promote single motherhood. We promote all these things in our community that is horrible to our community. And we're the only community that does that. Now, don't get me wrong, every other culture has their bad part. But they try to hide that. They don't highlight it. You don't see the Japanese promoting the Wakusis or whatever those mobster Japanese gangs are. You don't see the Italians, you know what I'm saying, promoting the mafia. You don't see Mexicans, you know what I'm saying, wearing MS-13 shirts and promoting them. They don't do that because at the end of the day, that's a part of the culture, but that's not what they highlight. But we are the only ones that highlight Bloods and Crips. We'll highlight killing. We'll highlight gangster music. We'll highlight twerking. We'll highlight body counts and all this stuff. We highlight all that stuff. So we have black fatigue right now because people are tired of our bullshit. They're tired of our double standards. They're tired of us complaining about conditions that we cause for ourselves. We're tired of it. I have black fatigue and I'm black. We have to stop this. Everything about our community that makes money and is popular is all negative towards our own community. And this is men and women. Like, see, this is the thing. We could talk about the individual problem. Men do what women do. We could talk about that too. But as a culture, we overall do this and we need to stop. Mr. Hilton, I feel for him. I feel for him losing a child. I don't know what I would do if I lost a child. I get it. But accountability needs to be had. What he did was wrong. It's not a flex. It's not a payback. It's not that we're tired of marching and praying. What he did was wrong. And now there's a child right now sleeping that's living without their father, a wife that doesn't have her husband. Because Mr. Hilton couldn't control his emotions and gear it towards the area he should have. And as black people, we're calling it a flex. We are, oh, hold your head up high, black man. No, not at all. I don't co-sign it. I don't agree with it and never will. We need to do better as a community. Black men, we need to do better. We need to control our emotions. We need to do better. We need to stop playing victims on our end as well. We need to take that, turn it into energy for us to be better. And on that note, I'm going to end this podcast because I could talk about this all day long. But, you know, I try to get 30 minutes around. But once again, I want to thank everybody for buying the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. You can catch it on Amazon. We had great sales. But, of course, the subject matter, this one's not going to be the number one like Black Men's and the other ones. But it is selling, and I appreciate everybody's reading it and the positive feedback I'm getting. Definitely check out the Couple of Critics page. You know, that's something that's been a passion of mine now, being a critic. Me and my wife, we were trying to get this together for years and we finally got up. So you go to couplecritics.com and check it out. You can check out culturedskin.com, cultured with a D, culturedskin.com, where you could pick up all natural products. I'm revamping a lot of things. So you're going to see some things there. Also, I'm going to start getting to the visuals. So add on the Instagram page, Black Men's Mental Health on Instagram. Add that on because you start going to see some reels from me. I'm going to start doing some stuff. And follow me personally at CasanovaWilliams.com or CasanovaWilliams on Facebook and Instagram. All right. You know, but like I said, I want to thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Until next time.